Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is visiting with the 1975 World Champion Ladies Barrel Racer in the Women's Professional Rodeo Association. A different role today, as she is the president of the oldest women's sporting organization in the world. It originated in San Angelo, Texas. Jimmy Monroe, this is a very bright day in your sport, with the ladies' breakaway roping being crowned.
Oh, it really is. I think the 38 women that created the WPRA in San Angelo, Texas, would be very excited for the women to have two events now in professional rodeo, and two really popular events.
Ladies' barrel racing is one of the most exciting events in professional rodeo, and I believe in sports, and now you have added the ladies' breakaway roping that has taken the world by storm in the past few years. Let's talk about that, starting in Texas at the national finals in Arlington.
In Arlington, that was 2020. That was the first year that the women, you know, had a pro rodeo standings and competed in professional rodeo. And I think that year there were probably maybe close to 100. And then the next year, which would have been 21, there were 200. And then in 22, we had like 350, which we thought was just, you know, incredible, and hoped maybe we could get to 400 this year. And we approved 450 some breakaway ropings at professional rodeos this year. So the growth has just been phenomenal. And our payoff this year was $5.3 million, our total payout in the breakaway for the women. So, I mean, it's just, I think the women have had so much to do with that. They've sold their event, just like when the barrel racers, people love the barrel racers, the horses, and it's the same with the breakaway. These ladies are so talented and skilled, and, you know, the crowd loves it.
Well, it's great to see. You know, a lot of these ladies came up through Little Britches, National High School Rodeo, on to college and earned a scholarship, and then there was really not many places to go. Some of the amateur associations or non-WPRA events have them, but this has brought a lot of ladies off the ranch and out of the kitchen,
so to
speak.
It really picked up their ropes again, started roping. No, it really has, and it does. It's a bright future for women in the breakaway roping.
Yes, ma'am. Your role has been very interesting. I've had the privilege of watching you compete when your husband, Bud Monroe, was riding saddle bronc horses, and you were racing barrels, and I was catching rides when I was riding bareback horses. We've had an exciting life. Let's talk about your transition into the president of the WPRA.
So I've served like three different times as president of the WPRA. I've just said I'm sort of like a bad penny. I just turn up every once in a while. But no, seriously, I first served as the all-women's rodeo director, and I took on that role in 1976. And then our president resigned. But anyway, then I became president of the association in 1978 and served until 1993, and then came back and served a couple of years, and then came back 3 years ago. This is probably it. I will be retiring after this year. So anyway,
if you could share something with the young ladies listening on the reservation or not on the reservation, that they might learn about being as successful as you are in leadership and as a competitor, what could you share with them?
The younger generation has got to step up and, you know, take some reins of these organizations. I think it was good for me, because when I was in college, I served as a National Intercollegiate Student Director. And so I think that sort of set me up to say, when they said, would you run for director? I said, yes, you know, that I guess I've been a director in college. And at that time, when I went on the board, we had two world champions, national finalists. And so I think that's something for the younger generation to think about, is the future of women in rodeo.
Yes, ma'am. Well, congratulations and thank you. We appreciate everything that you've done for our sport.
Oh, thank you. Thanks very much. And it's good to see you.
Thank you, Jimmy. Jimmy Monroe, the president of the Women's Professional Rodeo Association.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa in Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.